Okay, so yesterday we talked about Thanksgiving pies, but today, because we, by the way, on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
We take the position on this program that pumpkin pie is trash.
It is.
Except for Holly.
Candle-scented scrambled eggs, doo-dah, doo-dah. Holly, what?
I thought Holly liked pumpkin pie.
She probably does, but she's on the phone right now, so she can't defend herself.
Well, we wanted to take a little pivot, and now focus...
pumpkin pie? What's the problem with that?
We wanted to give focus to another highlight of the Thanksgiving table, and that is the side dish.
Side dish!
What is the best Thanksgiving side dish? 651-641-1071. We'll take your calls on the best side dish. I do just want to point out that we did have somebody on the Facebook page trying to tell us.
Oh, God.
That the green bean casserole is trash, and that's wrong, and I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, I did see actually more than one person say green bean casserole was trash. And by the way, people often, and I don't know about you, I'm not a native-born Minnesotan, so feel free to come at me with your pitchforks and your torches. But
it'll just be my Thanksgiving fork, thank you.
So we still call it green bean casserole, even though we use the term hot dish for everything else. Right?
I think that is.
Because I never have heard people in my years in the state of Minnesota.
It's okay. You can say it out loud. 28.
Has it been 28?
Oh, no. I don't know. I was pretending like you were 28 years old. So forget it. Go on.
Another brain trust moment from
Colleen. I don't know what's going on right now, but
guys,
I was 18.
I'm not the brightest bulb on the branch.
I was 18 when I arrived in this fair state. Mm-hmm. I am now 45. Mm-hmm. So what is that? 27?
I was close.
I was
told there would be.
So 26? I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of years. I've never heard somebody say green bean hot dish.
Nobody would. No. That's not acceptable.
Anyway, the moral of this story is green bean casserole is like the best. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Just go away with that.
Yeah, that enough. Be gone with you.
Anyway.
Well, we do have a caller on the line.
Yes!
Let's take that call. Who do we have on the line?
Dylan's on the line.
Hello, Dylan. Dylan, what is the best Thanksgiving side dish? Dylan.
My favorite Thanksgiving side dish is it's pie and rutabaggies.
Oh, rutabaggies.
And yep. Pie? I love...
Thank what kind
you
of pie?
For, oh, yeah. What kind of pie?
I actually like pumpkin pie.
Well,
it's okay.
Nobody's perfect, honey.
We'll
it's
be okay.
Okay.
Thank you for your call, Dylan. I do just want to honor the fact that Dylan considers pie to be a side dish. Yes. And I like that. I'm here for that program.
I'm fine with that.
Right? Because then you still have room for dessert later.
Yeah, exactly.
You can have that pie.
I do also want to acknowledge and honor her term,
rutabaggies.
Because I do love rutabaggies, although I did make them recently and they did not really hit the spot I was expecting them to hit. So.
How do you prepare your rutabaggies?
Well, I just put these in the Instant Pot and then put butter on it. They weren't, it just wasn't.
Well, they're a root vegetable, right?
Yep.
Right. You can tell because they're called
root. Root.
Just kidding.
Baggies. Baggies of roots.
Baggies of roots.
No, in fact, ideally, I think to what you might have been saying, Holly, was like cut them up and roast them.
Correct.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
But my granny used to boil them and serve them with butter and they were real good. Mm. I don't know what she did to them that I couldn't, but.
Maybe it was the Instant Pot.
Could be.
Blame the Instant
Bloop.
Pot. 651-641-1071. What's your favorite side dish? Actually, I'd even take your least favorite side dish, you know. What's your favorite? What's your least favorite side dish, Bradley?
Oh God!
From Thanksgiving,
stuffing.
What?
Yeah, because it's usually prepared like gross.
Oh my gosh!
It's too dry usually.
Oh, no. Stuffing is the best, and then you just douse it in the gravy that moistens it.
You
right
have
up.
To
You're
usually,
good to go.
Yeah. Yeah, but yum. I would say because I like them all. I really do. Like I even love cranberry sauce.
Mm-mm. Sweet potatoes.
I love sweet potatoes.
That's my least favorite side.
What?
Yeah, because I like sweet potatoes. I don't like it when everybody dresses them up with all the marshmallows and the brown sugar and all that junk.
It's the one time a year, man.
We don't even do them that way. We just mash them.
Well, no wonder you don't like them.
No, I like ours. I don't like all the funky sweet potato. Ugh, no. No. You don't need to put lipstick on a sweet potato. It's gorgeous just the way it is.
Trudy's on the line.
Okay.
Let's take Trudy. Hi, Trudy. What's your favorite side dish, Trudy?
It's something my mother-in-law makes. It's a kind of a cranberry sauce, but she puts oranges in it and grinds it up to almost like a pulp. Ooh. It's so good.
You know what? I've seen that in my little Thanksgiving recipe book as like a different way of doing cranberries and having those orange peels and stuff in there. But I've never been brave enough to try it, but you love it.
I love it. It's very good because it's tart and sweet at the same time. Mm,
I love it. Thank you for your call, Trudy. Oh, I should have asked her what her least favorite is. Holly, what's your most favorite side dish?
I think I like mashed potatoes.
Mm.
They're good with a lot of gravy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what about your least favorite side? Careful. Do not say green bean casserole in this room. It will not go over well.
You know, I've never made green bean casserole. It's never been. Yeah, I've had a spoonful or two here and there, but that was never on the family Thanksgiving table because, like you, Bradley, my family is not from Minnesota, so we didn't really grow up with that being a thing.
Well, where did you grow up that they didn't have that? Because I grew up in, well, when I grew up outside of Chicago, we had green bean casserole.
Well, they're from, like, the West Coast, so I don't know if that's a thing out on the West Coast. Man.
What did you have, like?
We had microwave corn.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's true.
Oh, man. I'm sorry that you did not get the beauty that is the green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole, man. And, like, people do this thing every once in a while where they're like, well, you absolutely can't use canned green beans because that will just ruin it. I'm like,
no, you have to.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but isn't that the whole point of a green bean casserole? Is that it's canned green beans?
Canned or frozen. You can do frozens.
And that cream of mushroom soup that comes out.
Yep. Boom. Yep, just
the
like
French
that.
Sliced green beans are my favorite.
Me too. French style green beans are my faves. And that and then give me that cream of mushroom soup, and then don't forget
turkey French onions.
Don't forget my crispies on the top.
My crispies.
Don't forget my crispies. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to check in and see what Rebel Wilson is up to because she's up to some stuff.
My crispies.
We'll talk about it when we come back on My Talk 107.1. Following what's going on with Rebel Wilson, and make it sound very serious on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And what is going on with Rebel Wilson?
Oh, you guys. Whoosh. That's the sound of Rebel Wilson's publicationship taking off. And frankly, not at the same time because it's not. But I do want to tell you where she is right now and what she's alleged to be doing there. Can I do that?
Yeah, where is she?
Well, she is actually in Austria, and we know this because of social media, and this is the thing that I love. Didn't we just read an article about Rebel Wilson? And for those of you who are wondering why we're talking about this comedic actress, although she's just an awesome, you know, comedic actress, it's been the year of the Rebel Wilson publicationship and lifestyle change. Yep. Like she's becoming a new person. Year of health. She's in a publicationship with Jacob P. Bush, the one of the heirs to the Anheuser-Busch family. So we've been paying attention to her more than most. Do you remember most recently we did this article about how she's just been like hanging out, eating Uber Eats, Chipotle with her new flame?
Yeah, this was part of this People magazine article about her that like integrated SponCon in a comically terrible way.
Yeah. Now, most recent, and she said basically she hasn't really done much. She's just hanging out. It's real quiet. Yeah. She's, you know, she's in Austria. This is after most recently being, I think, in Mexico, before which she was previously in Monaco. Mm-hmm. and other places. She has been globetrotting the entire year of 2020. Now, the reason that she's allegedly, supposedly in Austria, it should actually come as no surprise that she is visiting the very health resort where she allegedly started her year of health journey, because she had, quote, 2 kilos left to lose. So she went back to this Austrian resort in order to lose the last two of her 75 kilos.
What? How many? Hold on. I gotta do a kilo to pound ratio.
Well, her goal weight is apparent. Or I didn't say not lose 75 kilos. That's 165 pounds. That would be insane.
2 kilos is 4.4 pounds.
Okay, so she's got her last 5 pounds mm-hmm. to lose, basically. So okay. She decided, you know, this year when she's just laying on the couch eating her Chipotle that just was delivered by Uber Eats while she's looking at a dating app, even though she's dating somebody already after she just came back from a video shoot in Mexico. I'm having a hard time keeping track of her.
I'm exhausted mm-hmm. with her schedule.
She decided to go back to the chilly lakeside hikes and do laps in the resort pool and the steam room at Viva Mare, a luxury medical detox and wellness center in Australia, where she has previously visited. One wonders if this is some SponCon.
Right. Well, you know, they've given this thing some attention because they've talked about the method that she has used to in her year of health to drop the kilos. And there were some things like there was something to do with like chewing your food
40 times.
Yep.
She's 40 years old. So that's kind of a pro. It's very biblical.
Okay. Once per year.
40. Right? 40.
She's mm-hmm. doing 40 and 40. And yeah, it's called the Mayer method or the Maya method. If you're in Austria, you know, and so I was like, okay, what is going on here? Is this SponCon? We also saw something about her trainer recently, this guy named Jono Castano.
Don't even.
No, his name is Jono Castano.
You want to know how much this V-Mare or
Viva Mare
experience?
Alta Uze.
Their 2-week weight control program, excluding accommodations, starts at 6,600 euros, which the exchange rate is pretty even at this point. So she's spending at least $7,000 or $8,000.
So I want to tell you, yeah, it says in this article, it says a starting price of $2,500 a week, not including travel accommodations, dietary supplements, medicine, or blood tests. Once you are there, Colleen, and I wanted to take you on a tour of this
fun.
Place.
Thank you.
Do you want to go with me?
Sure.
Because, like, look, I could shed 5 pounds. I mean, if she's going for five, I could lose five.
Let's do it.
Once she's there, an individual physician will tailor an individual diet for her needs. That starts with fasting tea, water, or vegetable stock. Okay.
Okay.
And then they move on to eating foods intended to allow the intestines to rest.
Okay. I felt like we just were there.
So you just avoid onions, garlic, fruit, cabbage, lentils, and raw foods, or unhealthy things for the individual, which could include cow products, wheat, other foods. Then we get to stage 3. Now, this, I think you're... Let me move on. Stage 3 is resting more intestines, involves a modest detox diet, which consists of vegetables and protein. But here's my favorite part, and I think you're going to enjoy this.
Okay.
So we're in Austria.
Mm-hmm. I've had my tea and my broth. I'm avoiding all of the...
Sipping tea.
Oh, I'm sipping my tea. Yeah. I'm avoiding all of those raw foods. I'm trying to give my intestines a rest.
Then...
What am I doing in stage 3?
You're resting your intestines, and then you're going to clean your intestines. And we're going to do this by ingesting... Epsom salts. I think it's Epsom salts,
it's
right?
Epsom salts.
You're going to eat those?
That gives you
magnesium
severe...
citrate.
I think if you eat Epsom salts, it gives you the trots.
Yeah. Well, the goal here, quote, the goal is to have no more than 5 bowel movements of a liquid to mushy consistency per day.
No more than 5.
This is then followed by manual abdominal therapy. So they basically sit on your tummy to push out the stuff.
How you feeling, Rebel?
That is followed by foot baths, knip baths, and watsu massages.
I'm stuck over here on the restroom trips. I mean, if I'm being honest, you're not going to want to be doing laps in the pool there if, no. If you're having experiences.
No, you're going to be very visible.
None of this sounds like, oh, relaxing geez. To me.
Like there's just a brown
hot sweats.
Poop sweats. That's yeah, what you're going to get.
Not
yeah,
fun.
And you just paid about $10,000
for the privilege.
For the privilege.
And by the way, any food, solid food you do get, you got to chew 40 to 60 times.
You know, I think I'm going to stay home.
I think that's a good idea. I think we should just stay home, saddle up to the table, and have some turkey.
Sounds good to me. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots, after this on My Talk 107.1. About them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
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 Sometimes other places. Like Farnes.
Farnes.
Can we go to Farnes?
Let's go to Farnes.
I want to tell you about a guy who did something in Farnes. And he was trying to, apparently this is a thing. Apparently in Farnes, that's France, for those of you who aren't regular listeners to La France. La France. A guy in France filled out all the formal government paperwork last week to get something we don't have here in this country, a coronavirus lockdown pass.
What's it like you get at Six Flags?
I don't know. What do you get? What do they got over at Six Flags?
Roller coasters?
Well, this is like, so it's kind of like a, okay, here's a great example. When I was in high school, we had to do PE for three semesters. So typically your freshman year and then the fall or spring semester of your sophomore year, you would have to do PE. I did not excel in the P or the E. And so I...
Or maybe the E part, but not the P part. You were into education.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I was not a physical person, right. Nor, anyway, the moral of the story is I did not like PE class. And so the coach who ran PE class would frequently write me a pass to go to the theater room so that I could hang out with my theater teacher and all my theater friends and, you know,
skip the physical education.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So apparently they have something like that in Farnes. Where you get, you can get out of your zone. Like you have a zone. Everybody's got a zone in France, and you can't leave your zone.
It's like a big France hall pass.
Yes, exactly. And he was like, "I need a hall pass to get out of my zone." And they were like, "Okay," or I should say, they were like, "What do you want to do?" And he was like, "Well, funny story. I would like to punch some guy in the face."
What?
And they were like, "What?" Yeah, he wanted to travel outside of his zone to, quote, smash a guy's face in. His name is Daniel Caradon. He filled out his official government form looking for an exemption that he wanted to, quote, smash a guy's face in.
What did this guy do to him?
Well, apparently he put the full details on his plan on the form, apparently. So the police were like, beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, let's find the guy. And they found him where he said he would be at 10:15 on a Friday, hiding behind a car outside a guy's house, waiting to smash his face in. Apparently, we don't know why he wanted to smash the guy's face in, so I can't answer your question. But police did arrest him before he was able to actually follow through. You got to love the guy for being honest.
Well, I mean, here's what I appreciate. He cared enough about the rules to not want to break them while he did something
illegal. Yeah. But he must have felt justified, right? Because if he didn't feel justified, he probably, I mean, the kind of guy that would fill out a form had to feel like, show you what I'm going to do. I am going to tell you. I will smash him in the face. And he did. Well, he didn't, but he tried to, and they caught him.
He was there. He was at the scene of the potential crime.
Yeah, it's a good thing, too, or that guy would have got smashed in the face.
No kidding. For our next story, we are staying international. We are in the UK. Or UK, as many people call it.
Nobody calls it that, actually.
Maybe somebody has. We're specifically in Dewsbury.
Dewsbury?
Mm-hmm. It's
better than Don'tsbury.
Yeah, well, you could say this story was more of a Don'tsbury. An 18-year-old man was driving his vehicle, and he collided with a car on the road. And after he collided with that car, he went careening into the front porch of a house. Once he came to a full stop after careening into the front porch of this house, the front door to the house became lodged in the roof and windscreen or windshield of this 18-year-old's car. Rather than sit there and wait for assistance, he threw the car into reverse and tried to drive away with the front door of a home.
Oh my God.
Lodged in the front windscreen of his car.
That's not good.
Yeah, there's a moral to this story.
What's the moral? Don't do that.
Don't drink and drive.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he had been driving while intoxicated. He was taken to the hospital with injuries, but he was not seriously hurt. Anyone who witnessed the incident is asked to contact police. I'm not sure why, because they know what house the guy ran into and they know which guy ran into the house. But if anybody has any more information and they're in the greater Dewsbury area.
The greater Dewsbury area.
Please call the police.
Do we have a visual?
Of the car? Yeah. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, I thought you'd looked at it.
Uh-uh.
Oh, look at it. It's crazy. It's bonkers.
Is literally a door.
Literally the entire front door lodged in.
How could you survive that?
I know. He didn't get far.
Oof. That looks painful.
I know. He got hit in the head, but he was okay. I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Mm. All right. We are in the United Kingdom, are we not?
We are in UK.
Well, I don't know how far away Dewsbury is from Nottinghamshire. Mm. Nottinghamshire. But that's where we're going. For our next story.
Yes, we have kept it fully international. This is like a whole episode of House Hunters.
Yeah, this is House Hunters International, mm-hmm. Right?
Crazy Stupid Idiots International.
And it's a Crazy Stupid COVIDiot. So it's a twofer. I don't know if the other one was COVID related at all, but this one sure is. So apparently police were called to reports of a party at the Poplar Grove Forest Town on Saturday. I don't know what that is, like an apartment complex or something. But they get there and police arrive and they found something that should not happen during the coronavirus moment.
Mm.
It was a party.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
And the party had people from five different households mixing.
That's too many households.
A large party. 17 people at a house. Do you know what they were doing?
Having an orgy?
Ew. No.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they were headed that direction. I will say, actually, it does sound like they were probably headed that direction because, well, they were in the hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were marinating.
17 people in a hot tub?
Marinating in that dirty juice. No, I don't think all 17.
Okay.
But when they arrived, they found people from up to 5 different households. The host was reported for summons to court, along with 6 people at the party that were still there. So that must have been like, because, you know, the 6 people that mm-hmm. were there at the end, they were in the hot tub. It wasn't going anywhere good,
Mm-mm.
right?
Mm-mm.
So they're in trouble now. And they are actually going to have, like, legal ramifications.
For hot tubbing.
For hot tubbing. I don't think that would happen here, per se. I don't think you can get arrested for hot tubbing.
I don't think they can do anything legally, but it is against recommendations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They'd say, please don't do that, because we're so nice here in Minnesota.
Yeah, please don't do that. Don't.
That's not.
We're not doing that right now.
Maybe right now.
Meanwhile, I would do just about anything for a hot tub.
Would you, though? I'm not a huge hot tub fan.
I think you would be if it was your own personal hot tub.
Like a hot tub for one?
No, but like a hot tub where you knew everybody who'd been in the hot tub. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see not being pro hotel hot tubs.
Yeah, they kind of ook me out, because if it's not my hot tub and I'm the one in it, I think I'd get very uncomfortable.
But I feel like if you were the sole proprietor of a hot tub and you...
Which also sounds like a hot mess.
It does.
Just the amount of work and chemicals, and then I feel like hot tubs at some point just get nasty. Like, there would be that, they have that weird lid on top that's like made out of like a foamy material, and it probably...
You're
just
super ruining hot tubs for me. Yeah, right now.
No, I don't think I would like it. I'm just saying, I'm sorry.
I just think it would be so
relaxing.
I did
used to sit in a hot tub at the gym many years ago until, I saw something I never want to see again at the hot tub.
Are you? You can't tell us what it is.
It was a very large. And it was.
Wait, are you serious right now?
A gentleman walked by with his towel
akimbo
removed. And I was like, okay, it's time for me to go back to the locker room now. Bye.
I always think that's like a whole weird experience.
I mean,
places where everybody's naked in the hot tub. That's where I'm like, I don't know.
Also, wait, that's a thing? Group nudity in the hot tub?
Holly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like out in public? Not
no.
Like,
well,
like,
yes. At the gym, you were nude in the hot tub.
What? You didn't put on trunks?
Some people probably did, but no.
But not co-ed, though. Like,
That's
the thing. I think that's what Holly was being shocked at. Is like, so
at no,
some...
I'm still shocked at like just any kind of nude. I mean, nude showers, sure.
No,
but nude hot tub.
Well, yeah, but you don't.
In some fancy locker rooms at some fancy clubs, there's hot tubs and there's like steam rooms and there's saunas, and some people some people go covered.
Yeah, but
some
even
people cover things up and some people don't.
But naked in the steam room, I get.
But it's all in the same place, so you would never just put your shorts on and then take them off again, because you're going to move from one to the other.
Yeah, you're just in the naked space.
Like the plunging pool.
If you're a nudie, you're nude the whole time.
Poor Holly.
If you're a never nude, you're covering
You're not
your
going
bits
in
up.
There.
I mean, I've been to naked places before.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong.
I feel like...
I just like the hot tub, the communal naked hot tub is just...
Right, because the thing that I think you're responding to, if I may put words in your mouth, is the swirling of the water that's touching places.
Yeah.
Whereas
like
in a steam room or a sauna, if you're naked in public, like it's, you're not like marinating in anybody else's nudity.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. But when you're in the, it's like you're all in the same soup.
Yeah, because it's one thing to have a visual experience.
Yeah.
It's the other thing to have it be more tactile.
We've learned so much about each other here. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, it's time to play a game. That game is the Throwback Live. We're going to do that after this on My Talk 107.1.